Good morning, everybody. This is the Marcus Today pre-market podcast on March 28th, Thursday, last trading day of the quarter. Our market is closed tomorrow. Wall Street is closed on Friday as well. Open tonight, closed on Friday, and we are closed on Monday. Wall Street is open on Monday. We will do a quick Marcus Light tomorrow morning just to cover the overnight markets, but that will be it until Tuesday morning. There won't be anything to write about anyway until Tuesday morning. Right, when is this going to end? I don't think it's going to end. Certainly not today. If the futures are anything to be believed, they are up 60 this morning. Add 60 points to the ASX 200 close yesterday. That's 7819.6 plus 60 equals 7879.6. And the previous high, intraday high in our market, is 7853.1. So we should hit a new record high today. Record closing high is 7847. That's up 30 points from here, and the futures are up 60. So should hit a record high today. What an appropriate way to go out for Easter. Fabulous stuff, unless, of course, you're holding the hands of four children under the age of five at an airport at the moment. Actually, it's not under the age of five, is it? It's school children going on holiday today. Busy day for Australia's airports. Maybe you can get a flying car, as the Sky News business anchor seems to be obsessing about. The new flying car can only fly for 600 metres and needs a run-up. Don't think it's going to catch on just yet. Right, Dow Jones up 478 points last night. That's 1.22%. As you know, the Dow Jones is a 30-stock index, and I don't know why we still use it as an index. But some of the stocks that happened to be in the Dow Jones doing rather well last night: Merck up 5%, GE up 3.8%, Ford up 4.98%. Actually, some of these aren't in the Dow Jones. Intel up 4.2%. But interesting, apart from Intel, that industrials are taking the lead a little bit from big tech. Big tech a bit left behind today. NASDAQ up 0.4%. Nvidia was down 2.5%. Netflix down 2.5%. But Apple up 2.1%. Anyway, becoming a bit of a mixed bag now. Not so much the Magnificent Seven as the independent individuals that the big tech stocks are becoming. By the way, on Tesla, the idea is that Apple and Tesla are no longer so magnificent. So it's maybe the famous five. But Tesla, I see one American broker has got the forecast that Tesla is going to bounce from here. It's dropped 30% from its highs, predicting a strong bounce, says one broker. S&P 500 up 0.86% overnight. Reddit down 11% overnight. IPO'd this week. The share price has been up 48%, down 8%, up 30%, up 8%, down 11% overnight. But of more interest is the Donsters stock, DJT. If ever I list Marcus today, I'll use my own personal initials for my stock code as well. Anyway, Trump Media up another 14.2% overnight. I liked one of the CNBC commentators' comments that it is a flight to crap, and Henry calls it jumping the shark, which you might remember the Fonz in Happy Days once jumping a shark, which told you that the program had run its course. They couldn't think of anything more intellectual than the Fonz on water skis jumping a shark to keep everybody watching. So it was the top when the Fonz jumped the shark for Happy Days, and he is saying this must be the top. We're going to look back one day and go, do you remember a company of Donald Trump's that was losing had turnover of $3.4 million and was valued at one point at $10 billion. That has to be the top. Anyway, we are not looking back yet at the moment. We're right in the middle of this exuberance. Not quite sure whether it's rational or irrational. Depends which stock you're looking at, of course. European stocks index up 0.13%. We're waiting on the PCE price index out of the US. We had our own CPI numbers yesterday. They were lower than expected. Bond yields are coming off. Have a look at the chart. Bond yields are coming off nicely again now, having ripped up a couple of weeks ago. Falling away now. Everyone relaxing about inflation and interest rates again. PCE price index numbers are out on Friday night. I thought they were out tonight, but they aren't. They're out on Friday night when the US market is closed. So they will react to that on Monday, which will be Tuesday morning our time. But look out for those. It is the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. US bond market now anticipating three rate cuts this this year with a 70% chance that they will start in June. We had a 39-point rally yesterday on the back of the lower-than-expected CPI number. Bond yields and the Aussie dollar fell. Today's the last day of the quarter, which can cause some oddities as fund managers fiddle about trying to make their portfolios look the way they want them to look before they are frozen in time for their quarterly reports. Goldman Sachs says there could be as much as $32 billion worth of selling as fund managers do some rebalancing at the end of the quarter. But if there is any radical market movement, it usually reverses the next day anyway, so I don't think you should fuss too much about it. Lithium had a resurrection overnight. Albemarle and Mineral Resources both, says the AFR, auctioned some lithium well above spot in an attempt to bring transparency to a China-dominated market, an opaque market. Bitcoin holds steady. Well, actually, it was down 1%. Gold up 0.6%. Oil down 0.6%. BHP and Rio up 1.73% and 2.08% in the US. Iron ore price down another 2%. 2.9%, actually, after falling 4% on Wednesday or Tuesday night. ANZ warning that iron ore is going to remain under pressure and steel prices are the problem. 30 steel mills have resumed in March and another 17 will resume in April, and production is increasing despite weak demand, and the steel price has had its biggest quarterly drop since 2018 this quarter, and that won't reflect well on the iron ore price. There's a bit of illogical thinking going on there. Lots of steel mills starting up, but the iron ore price is going to go down. Not sure that works, but anyway, there's also, by the way, I don't know whether you've seen this article, the Department of Industry, Resources and Sciences, which is government department, Australian government department, has its March quarter report out saying that iron ore, coal and gas prices have boomed thanks to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and stimulus in China, but that they will, not that they know, but that they will tail off for the rest of the decade, and this will have a significant impact on government's tax receipts and corporate profits. And Jim Chalmers has even jumped in saying the report makes it clear that lower resources earnings are expected on the back of a weak global growth and increased global supply. This is called cognitive bias. We've sold BHP, Rio and Fortescue in all our portfolios, and we're wishing the iron ore price lower, so we're picking up on everything that feeds what we want to hear. It's called cognitive bias. Anyway, BHP and Rio up again, irritatingly for us. Not irritatingly for you, no doubt, but up again overnight. The yen is at the lowest since 1990, triggering talk of intervention, and that is despite the Japanese ending their negative interest rate policy last week. The Baltimore Bridge is expected to cost insurers $4 billion, I assume that is US, and push up shipping costs. China's President Xi Jinping meeting American business leaders in Beijing. Push, apparently, is to encourage foreign investors back into the Chinese market, and he is supposed to be telling them about new regulations. Retail sales numbers today, expecting a consensus number of plus 0.4%. There was a bit of research out from Ord Minnett yesterday on retailers saying that retail sales are in fact anemic. I think their forecast is for plus 0.1, but they say that whilst almost all consumer discretionary stocks, notably we hold JB Hi-Fi, has been flying, whilst most consumer discretionary stocks have been going up on the back of hopes for lower interest rates, that it is very category specific which retailers are doing well, and on the back of that they had sell recommendations on Wesfarmers, JB Hi-Fi, SUL and Premier Investments, which of course did some or took some strategic decisions this week. They also have a lighten on Coles, Lovisa and Harvey Norman, and they like Domino's and Collins Foods. Sweden held rates steady overnight. JP Morgan's strategist warning about a flash crash, says there is excessive crowding in the best performing stocks and it might end up with a correction, an imminent correction, out of the blue as one fund manager selling triggers others to drop in like dominoes and you get a flash crash. S&P 500 up 10% this quarter. Fat and happy at Easter, as Henry says. Let's just take it on board for the long weekend. We're all fat and happy and worry about the flash crash next week. That's about that this morning. Anyone who's listening to this who's not a member, you might like to go to our website. We have three articles up there. Your three options for managing your own super. We've also done a webinar on that this week, which will be up on our website at some point, telling you what your options are if you are thinking about running your own super. And that's about that. Looks like a good day. Have a great holiday. We'll be back with the members podcast later on and the end of day podcast at the end of the day.